Hello, I'm Joe Donnelly, and this is my podcast for Today FM. It's called Tins and Tunes, because I talk about some of the best albums of this century, and I recommend some tins of beer to accompany these albums. Ah yes, the summer of 2001, what a time to be alive. Man United were a decent football team, so were the Kildare senior footballers back then, and the word bae hadn't been invented, that's B-A-E. Yes, good times. It was also the summer of the Strokes, straight out of New York. Here was a band that was hailed as the saviours of indie rock. Well, that's of course just the typical NME overhype, but it was somewhat justified. Now, there were plenty of other indie rock acts around then, like Queens of the Stone Age, PJ Harvey at the Drive-In, but 2001 was quite an interesting year for music. There was the breakthrough of Coldplay, which some say probably wasn't a good thing, the world domination of Eminem, the continued relevance of Radiohead with Kid A, and maybe, just maybe, a band like The Strokes was needed. They were cool, they were stylish, they were a bit edgy, great riffs, really nice leather jackets, sunglasses, skinny jeans, and vocal distortion. And even though I would say their sound wasn't really revolutionary, and it was definitely a kind of a take on rock and roll, going right back to the likes of Chuck Berry, it really did sound refreshing. Modern Age by The Strokes from their debut album Is This It? Of course, there is no question mark at the end of the album title, so that obviously affects your intonation when saying it. So you can't really say, is this it? You have to go, is this it? Okay, just make sure you don't make that mistake. I first heard The Modern Age on a free CD that was given away with the NME. It was The Sounds of the Summer of 2001, or whatever year it was. That was the name of the CD. The Modern Age by The Strokes was clearly the best track on it, because I can't honestly remember any other bands on the album. And I definitely wanted to hear more from The Strokes. As soon as I heard that song for the very first time, I was like, yes, I really like, this is my kind of rock and roll, and I want to hear more about this band. So I could barely wait for the album to come out. This was before streaming, of course, so you just had to wait for an album to come out, you know, and you'd go and buy it. I did buy it. I rushed eagerly into a music shop in Rathmines in Dublin. I think it might have been called Sound City, and I remember buying it there quite vividly. The biggest hit from the album was probably Last Night. A bit of Last Night from The Strokes from the album Is This It? They definitely borrowed from Tom Petty's American Girl. Did you ever hear American Girl by Tom Petty? Take a listen to the start of that song. There you go, you see, definitely a bit of a sound alike between Last Night from The Strokes and Tom Petty's American Girl. The thing about Last Night is that it would become an instant indie disco floor filler. Also, did you know it was covered by Vitamin C? Now, you might be going, who or what is Vitamin C? Vitamin C was just a female artist. Colleen Fitzpatrick was her name. She was American. She was a pop singer. She was also an actress as well. And she did a cover of Last Night. And you know, really, it was quite appalling. Have a listen. Oh God, that's enough of that, really, isn't it? My apologies. No disrespect to Colleen Fitzpatrick, but I don't think it was the best thing to do to cover The Strokes and Last Night. Let's get back to the album with a blast of one of my favourite tracks, Barely Legal.
Strange man, I love so. Why won't you wear your new trench coat?
Barely Legal by The Strokes from the album Is This It. It's Joe Donnelly here. This is my podcast for Today FM. It's called Tins and Tunes. Did you know that Barely Legal from The Strokes, along with The Modern Age and Last Night, were on an EP released by The Strokes in January 2001? It's true. And it could be a bit of a collector's item, you're thinking to yourself, that EP. Well, I went searching for it on Discogs, and you can get it on CD for £1.50. So it's not really a collector's item just yet, maybe in 100 years. And one of the things that made the sound of The Strokes stand out, in my view, was the success of pop and R&B at this time. Do you remember back then, you had Kylie's Can't Get You Out of My Head, that was huge. Outkast had crossed over into the mainstream. Missy Elliott, Destiny's Child. And then stuff from Gorillaz, they had Clint Eastwood was big that year, Digital Love by Daft Punk. So maybe The Strokes came along with the right sound, a polished garage band sound is how I'd put it, and they came along at the right time. A great song that typifies that sound is Someday. In many ways, bit of Someday from the album Is This It by The Strokes. One of the other refreshing and exciting things about The Strokes when they burst onto the music scene in 2001 was their names, the band names. It's as if they came up with the coolest band names ever. I don't think they're their real names at all. I think their real names are Jeff, Niall, Larry and David. But their stage names are Julian Casablancas, Nick Valenci, Albert Hammond Jr., Nikolai Freitcher and Fabrizio Moretti. Which is definitely the coolest name out of the lot of them, Fabrizio Moretti. The only other Fabrizio I know, not personally, is equally cool, Fabrizio Ravanelli, the former Italian footballer. He played for Middlesbrough and Juventus, and his nickname was the White Feather. So there you go. Like, that's just, they got everything right, even the names, The Strokes did. I think possibly my favourite song on the album, all 2 minutes and 38 seconds of it, that was the other thing, the tracks are really, really short, is Soma. Do you like Soma? It's such a sweet song, but sonically, I would regard it as a wolf in sheep's clothing because it's a really lovely melody, but the bass is quite driving and the rhythm guitar just builds and then it all explodes at the end for the last 30 seconds. And I think that's why The Strokes debut album really was so special. Bit of Soma, which is an album highlight for me anyway, on Is This It by The Strokes. It's Joe Donnelly and you've been listening to Tins and Tunes, a podcast series for Today FM in which I talk about brilliant albums. And of course, there is the twist. I also recommend a craft beer to go with each album. So for this album, The Strokes, Is This It, I recommend a nice, robust blonde ale with a lot of attitude, such as Helvic Gold by Dungarvan Brewing Company. They're an Irish brewers. Or a no-nonsense red ale from a Dublin brewing company called Rascals. And their particular beer is called Big Hop Red, one of their beers, and it's one of my favourite beers. And it's a bit like this album. It's strong, it's bitter, and it has a raw herbal edge. Anyway, until next time, enjoy your tins and enjoy your tunes. It's joe.donnelly@todayfm.com. Thanks for listening.